thank you for tuning in once more to the Jimmy Masharia podcast. This is the Rema Word Sermon Series. The series is meant to equip you with the Word of God and meet the specific needs that you are facing today. As you listen to this sermon, we believe that God's Rema Word will bring life, illuminate your path, and guide you in your decisions and dealings in everyday life. Enjoy the sermon.
Are you ready for the Word of God? Amen. I started something the week before last on Be Ye Thankful. And it's going to be a series now. I'm going to teach it for some time before 2nd July. I want us to become who God has called us to become. Amen. And I want us to do what God has called us to do. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 is our main read. All right. Today at 4, I am meeting with church workers, leaders, and shepherds. So 4 o'clock, we are going to be meeting with church workers, leaders, and shepherds. Amen. And you're all welcome. Even if you don't serve, come and see what it's all about. Beautiful. Are you ready for the word now? I have 10 minutes. So I'm a master of 10-minute sermons. The Bible says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. You know what I'm praying for you? And I know I said it the other time, is that your heart will be full of peace. Yeah. May your heart be full of peace. In the name of Jesus. When you don't have a peaceful heart, you have a very... You actually, lack of peace is what people say, I am depressed. I am depressed. Because you lack peace. May any mark of depression in your life leave you from this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. King James says, be ye thankful. King James, can you see it? Be ye thankful. All right. Can you hear me? All right. God wants you to live a thankful life. God wants you to live a thankful life. God wants you to operate in the spirit of thankfulness. And I was giving you the power of being thankful. I gave you a few of them. I think there were 5. Were they 5 or 4? 4. I gave you the power of thanksgiving or being thankful. Number 1, we said, saying thanks is a constant part of prayer. Saying thanks is a constant part of prayer. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, we said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. In all your prayers, you must include thanksgiving. All right? You must always be a man or a woman who is grateful. I want you to do something in the next 3 months. I want you to fast from negativity. All right? Are you able to fast from negativity? You fast from negative news. You fast from tabloids. You fast from anything that sends a negative vibe to you. And you begin to create an atmosphere of gratitude. All right? Like now, you can look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I thank God for you. Hey, some of you, even the neighbor you are telling, I thank God, they are not looking at you. Unaambia mtu, I thank God for you, ameangalia hivi mbele. Guy. Aya. Asha. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I thank God for you, even if I don't know you. By the way, if you are next to someone you don't know their name, I'm giving you a second. Get to know the neighbor's name. Ask your neighbor, what's your name? What's your name? Quickly, quickly, quickly. Get the neighbor's name. Yeah? And then now tell your neighbor, neighbor. Or tell your neighbor, Michael, the name of the neighbor. I thank God for you. Yes. For 3 months, can we have an agreement? We are not going to read tuko.co.ke. We are not going to look at negative things. We are going to create an atmosphere of gratitude, thanksgiving. Amen. When you drink water, you say, thank you for the water. Amen. When there is no meat in your food, you say, Lord, I thank you for my beans. We are going to create a culture of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Instead of criticizing someone, you tell them, I thank God for you. Instead of criticizing somebody's shoes, you thank God for them. Hallelujah. It's going to be a culture of gratitude. Now, saying thanks, ladies and gentlemen, is a constant prayer, part of prayer. Number two, we say that being thankful is an attitude of your life. Is a what? An attitude. When you are a complainer, you are also having an attitude. Complainers, it's an attitude. That is why if you are in the presence of a complainer, you feel a very dark, gloomy, depressive atmosphere. Because they are always complaining. What is this now? What is this now? What is this now? They are always complaining. So they create an atmosphere. And that atmosphere becomes a negative, dark atmosphere. Now, thanksgiving is also an attitude. It's a disposition of your heart. When you are a thankful person, you have a positive attitude. Because you don't see things from negative. You see things from positive. You are where you are because of your attitude. When they fly planes, they tell you your attitude determines your altitude. Yeah. You're asking, why? Where did you know how to fly planes? You see, that's your bad attitude. You're criticizing me because you think I have not flown a plane. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. I mean, Kenny, is that the word? Maybe I've used the wrong word. Come and tell us. Is it the same? Your attitude determines your altitude. Yeah, he's a pilot, so he knows. And I've flown a plane before. I have flown his plane. He has a plane. I have flown it before and landed. So you... Ask your neighbor, have you flown a plane before? No, ask your neighbor that question and demand an answer. Have you flown a plane before? Yeah. Me, I have flown a plane before. I took off. I was turning like this and turning like this and turning like... Yeah. Hey. What are you saying? Thankfulness is a what? Is an attitude. Hey. Why don't you create an attitude of thanksgiving? Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my spouse. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my bank account. I thank you for my phone. I thank you for health. Open your mouth and say it. I thank you. Yes. It's an attitude. Number three, we said that giving thanks, all right? I'll tell you something God told me this week when I get to somewhere. Number three, giving thanks is a weapon that releases great miracles. So in the next 3 weeks, 3 months, there is going to be a breakout of miracles in your life. A breakout of what? Miracles in your life because of your thanksgiving attitude. It's a powerful tool for miracles. And you can see that in John chapter 6, verse 23. Number four, we said avoid unthankfulness because it is a sign of the last evil days or the days of evil. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. That's the song that Pastor Lisa sang for you. These are the last days of Noah, days of Lot. For men shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be ungrateful, unthankful, unholy. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, and proud,
unthankful, unholy,
disobedient to parents. Yeah, these are the last days. These are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. These are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. Full of violence, full of wickedness, full of corruption, and many sins of men. For men, my friend, these are the last times.
These are the last days.
Days, things have changed so much. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous and proud, unthankful and holy. Is it when you see a lot of unthankfulness, it is also a sign of the last days. When you see a lot of complaining, murmurings, is a sign of the last days. Number five, I'm talking about the power of being thankful. Number five, avoid. Another thing you should know about thankfulness or unthankfulness is avoid bearing grudges against the unthankful. Avoid bearing grudges against the unthankful. Luke chapter 6 and verse 35. Luke chapter 6 and verse 35. The Bible says, but love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. Let's stop there. A lot of people, when they do something for you, they hope that they will have something in return. Isn't it? Wacha tuende kwa hiyo matanga ndio hata sisi tukikufiwa watakuja. But that is not the Bible. The Bible is saying that love your enemies, do good, and lend. Lend. Wapatie. Give them something. Hoping for nothing in return. Don't hope that I give 2,000 for your matanga. Give also at least equivalent. That is not God. Jesus was teaching the people and he said that, look, if you lend, don't expect anything in return from the people that you have given whatever you have given. All right? Oh, I know. You are not talking to me because you are like that. But the scripture is teaching you that today, when you give people something, don't expect, because you'll be hurt. You'll be so hurt. when you go and visit somebody, go and visit them and leave it. Don't say, why are they also not visiting me? Yeah, because your reward will be great. If you do it for God, your reward will be great. If you do it for them to do it back to you, your reward will be bitterness. And many of you are seated here this morning and you're full of unforgiveness and bitterness because of somebody that you did something for. And instead of returning good with good, they returned good with evil. And now you have become a dark-hearted person because of people who were unthankful. And God is trying to teach you this morning that if you can let it go and forgive them, you will have an attitude of thanksgiving and you will not stop doing it for others because a few who were unthankful were unthankful. Oh, yes. I mean, I have been attacked many times by people I have helped. And one time the Lord spoke to me and he told me, you know, this thing that happens to you is so that you can stop trusting people. And you can stop loving them. And you can stop giving to them. But I want you to heal quickly. The Holy Spirit told me, heal quickly and move on. And the people who are with you are still with you because they are supposed to be with you. So love them. Don't stop loving them. Don't stop preaching to them. Don't stop giving to them. Don't stop raising them. Keep loving, trust them, raise them. And I was healed from a huge wound. Now, many of you, you are seated here today. You are angry. You are bitter because you helped your brother. But instead of your brother appreciating you and thanking you, they went behind your back. They actually spoke against you. They actually hurt you with words. They actually spread rumors about you that have made you bitter and angry. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't forgive them, you are not going to experience the power of God. Because God does not work in bitter people's lives. Kula mandazi. Look at you, you cannot understand it if you don't come for leadership meeting. What is kula mandazi? But look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, neighbor, forgive the people that you did something to and they were ungrateful. Don't carry a grudge in your heart. Amen. Look at that. The Bible says, and your reward will be great and you'll be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. God is kind to the unthankful and evil. Look at you. You are so unthankful to God. God does things for you. God protects you. God heals you. But you are still unthankful. But he still loves you. I want you today to forgive people that you helped and they turned against you so that you can be healed from the attitude of complaining and murmuring. Forgive them. Let them be. And let it be unto the Lord. Amen. Am I making sense with that point? Number six. Unthankfulness in a person is a door to many evils. Unthankfulness in a person is a door to many evils. You see that door? People can come in and people can go out. Where unthankfulness, kukua mtu ambaye hana shukrani. Shukrani. To be unthankful, how do you say it in francophone, in French? There's a microphone there. Unthankfulness. When you give somebody a microphone, you switch it on, please.
Avoir les gens qui...
Slowly. Come. It's for you. Come here. So that you can hear yourself. Stand there. Play. And thankfulness in a person is a door to many evils.
Notre être merci, c'est la porte d'inviter les démons dans votre vie.
Oh, le? And thankful.
Ne pas être merci. Merci. Pas être merci.
Et pas de merci. Is a door.
C'est la portail.
C'est la portail. To many evil things.
D'inviter beaucoup de démons dans votre vie.
That one. I want you to look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, when you are murmuring. When you are murmuring, you are bringing a lot of demons into your life. You are opening a door to many demons. Some of you are not saying it. Say, many demons are entering your life. Evil things are entering your life. By the way, you cannot be possessed by only one demon. Demons call each other. The community that is strong is the community of demons. One day, I was removing demons from a certain husband and wife. And the demon in the husband said that there is a demon in my wife. And that demon is called so and so. They started snitching on each other. Demons. And one demon, I asked it, not in that particular couple, but another person I was delivering from demons, I asked the demon, who is the main leader of all this host of demons? And the demon said its name. So I told that demon, call all your other demons and leave this person. And the demon was calling demons by name. Depression. Whatever, demons, names. So many of you, what you don't know is that every time you complain, you are opening the door. Every time you complain, you open the door. No wonder you are becoming more sicker, more unhappy, more unsmiling. Since we started the service, nothing has made you smile. Yeah. This is the point. Yeah, do the thing, by the way. When I give a point, you write it in French. L'ingratitude est porteuse beaucoup de mauvaises choses. I want you in the next 3 months. We are chasing every demon out. We are chasing every evil out. We are embracing the attitude of gratitude. Somebody shout yes. Don't complain about our sound. Don't complain about our shouting. Thank God that we can shout. Thank God that we even have a building. Thank God that we have a floor. Thank God that we are in this country and we are alive. Somebody shout, thanksgiving is my attitude. Even if the food your wife has cooked is not nice, for 3 months, no complaining. Look at the food and say, if you are married to a Gikuyu like me and they have brought you mashakura, look at the food and say, at least the warus are swimming. Somebody shout, I'm going to be a thankful person. You can also say, at least, if the salt is too much, you can say, I thank God that there is food in the salt. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I am changing my attitude. I'm chasing out demons. Demons. Lift up your hand, say, every demon that has come into my life
as a result
of ungratefulness,
of complaining,
I bind you in the name of Jesus. Wow, dear Messi, Messi Buku. Hallelujah. Sit down. Unthankful person opens doors to many evil things. Many evil things. You have opened doors to you because you are not grateful over your wife. Now, or your husband. Now your husband is fine. Look, everybody is attracted where they are wanted, where they are liked. Oh, yes. You saw when we were doing praise and worship, I realized these guys are enjoying themselves. These guys are pretending to be cool, calm, collected. I said, I like these guys. I like them. Yeah. We were doing things. You are just bored. I saw another one. When we do, hey, she goes down. Hey. I said, wow. How can I come to you? You're almost dead. You're just... Even you're not going with the beat. Because you're too tired. But there are guys... I speak life. Why? Because there is joy. Because there is gratitude. Why are we dancing? Because there is a reason to give thanks. Look at some people, they are still sitting. And then I saw another one. For the next 3 months, receive joy, receive the Spirit of the living God, receive power. Receive joy. Receive miracles. Yes. Sit down. I'm not going to be a door of evil spirits. Huh? Are you listening to me? You must make that confession. I will not be opening doors for evil spirits. Evil spirits are attracted where there is complaining, where there is murmurings. They like there. The Spirit of God is attracted where there is thanksgiving, where there is praising, where there is worship. That is it. And that is what the Holy Spirit told me this week. He said that the world and the economy and the future is going to be still dark. But for the people that create an atmosphere, I am going to dwell in them. And they are going to be different from the people that I don't dwell in. And the Holy Spirit told me, tell my people to create an atmosphere where I can dwell. And they will be surprised that your money, even though it will be little, it will be doing much. You will not be like, the world will be suffering, but you, because you have an atmosphere, the correct atmosphere, the power of God will be resident with you, and the power of God will make all the difference. Oh yes, don't forget what I've said, because unthankfulness opens a door to many evil spirits. Yeah. Hey. Number six and the last one for today. Number seven. Number seven. Oh, I can get to number eight at least. Oh, number seven is something. I think I'll tell you next week. You're not ready for number seven. Are you sure you are ready for number seven? Okay, five people. Let me see whether I can get them to 50. Are you sure about number seven? You want to hear number seven? Okay, sit down and hear number seven. If you're next to an unmoving human being, tell your neighbor, pride, unthankfulness, heaviness will not take you anywhere. All right. Number seven. Look at this number seven. Saying thanks. Saying thanks. Saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this. Saying thanks is a weapon that neutralizes diseases in food. When you say thanks, you neutralize diseases in food. If you are eating your smocha, you see why I want to be in the ignition service. They are the ones who eat smocha. Chapo my eye. Sit down and write notes. When you are eating your steak, let me address the steak guys. Steak. When you're eating your fish, red snapper, or you're eating, these ones will understand omena. Me, I'm talking to these guys of red snapper. When you're eating I'm not addressing you. I'm addressing my rich guys here. When you're eating shrimps. You're eating your shrimps. Fried shrimp. No, you go to your level. You're on that side. The things you are mentioning are for that side. Go back. When you're eating your chicken wrapped with bacon that has been in the fridge for the last 1 month. You see, when you eat smocha, it was cooked this morning, it was wrapped this morning. But chicken wrapped with bacon, when you say thanks, you neutralize the evil and the wickedness in that food. Not saying in. I'm eating because I don't have a choice. No, thank God. You pick your food and you say, Lord, I thank you for this food. I receive it with thanksgiving from your heart. You neutralize the diseases in the food. Scripture. Sit down, I give you a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 to 5. You know, I love this church. You people, you don't know how much I love you. Yeah, today, I couldn't wait to come to church. I was just wondering, when shall I see these people? Yeah. I didn't think I would even be preaching this nice. I just wanted to come and see you. Oh, yeah. But you don't, these guys, they don't look like they like seeing me. Anyway, scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4. verse 3 to 5. Look at the scripture now, everybody. You know, when you are full of demons, you don't even like being loved. Hata nikiwaambia hivyo mnaanza kukasirika. Hiyo ni uongo. Ni uongo, hatupendi. Watu si wajinga, acha kutudanganya hapa. Verse 3, the Bible says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Alright? God created food to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. That is why you can't say, people who say, I don't eat pork. You know, God said pork should not be eaten. Do you understand? The Bible says those who believe, they receive it with thanksgiving. Yeah, I hope today I'm having pork. Yeah. I think nasikiata mwate imeja kwa mdomo. Anyway, by those who believe and know the truth. Verse 4. For every creature of God is good. Omena is good. Matumbo. Look at this verse, guys. For every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with Mutura. I know it's on the streets, but before the guy cuts your 20, say, Lord, I give you thanks. And then attack. People spend over 200 bob on a kataya 20. The thing mixed with sand and the sweat of the guy and darkness. Hey. May you never receive sickness from food after today in the name of Jesus. May your thankful heart neutralize diseases and sickness from food. Somebody shout, Lord, I give you thanks. Wow. Look at your neighbor, the big bosses that are seated, and ask them, wow. You may have your seats. You may have your seats. And when you look at them, you can see they are also full of weight because they are not active. Wow. One day I was in Accra, Ghana. You'll be there practically. This year, we thank God. Sit down. Now, la gratitude. Hey, what has happened to the la gratitude? Anyway, la gratitude neutralizes les maladies. Maladies, sickness, dance less aliments, ailments. Wow. Now, I was in Accra, Ghana. I was taken to a top restaurant. You know, top. I remember while I was seated there, Archbishop Duncan Williams came in. He was also coming to eat. Yeah, I was there. And that hotel is amazing. So when we were collecting food, you know, I saw grass cutter. And I remembered a friend of mine I used to play golf with. When you hit a certain shot, he would say, that's a grass cutter. And then he would say, grass cutter is a very, very sweet animal. Hey. So I used to wonder, what is grass cutter? So for the first time, I came face to face with grass cutter meal. It was soup. So I decided, I'm very adventurous. Anyway, let me finish this one. I took my grass cutter, I put it in my bowl, and I was eating. You know? Then I decided, let me see grass cutter, how it looks like. So I Googled grass cutter as I was eating. Makosa. And I asked my host, grass cutter, is it a common food? He said, no, it's only for the rich. I said, wow. When I hear such statements, they give me more fire. Because mtu ameona shida, ukisikia kitu ni ya matajiri, unasema, hiyo ndio nitakula. Sit down. Because even shrimps are cockroaches. Sea cockroaches. Yeah. Shrimps, the one, and I like them, but of late I'm beginning to change my mind. And they are very expensive. But they are cockroaches. Sea cockroaches. Yeah. Hey. So a grass cutter is in the family of rats. It's called panyapupu. Buku. Yeah. Panyabuku. Yeah. It's long. It's a rat. Panyabuku. In Giriyama, it's called panyabuku. When I saw that, you know, I was eating. I had not even given thanks. Immediately, my stomach started to make noise. I said, rat. Urna rata. Rat. Ah. I was driving Lamborghini for 3 days. Yeah. It's a rat. Huge rat. And it is caught in the forest. Yeah. But it is eaten by the rich. But the scripture that I'm reading for you this morning, have you seen it? My media people, they should have already projected by now. Grass cutter. But it is rich. It's a very expensive delicacy. But immediately I saw it. Can you imagine your pastor? Man of God. Man of God. But the Bible says every creature that God has created, you can eat. Yeah? If it is received with thanksgiving. Verse 5, the last one. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. That is how it neutralizes. It is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Can I hear an amen? All right, and the last one now. Amen. Number 8. 4:4. Last time was 4, today is 4. Giving thanks is a key to being filled with the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Giving thanks is a key to being filled with the Holy Spirit and the anointing. 3 months. Fast from TikTok that has no use, that is full of uselessness, negativity. Fast from those things and focus on thanking God. Count your blessing, name them one by one.
Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Count your blessings,
name them one by one,
and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Even if you have a sickness, in your body. You feel a sickness in your body. Don't say, I have this sickness. Begin to say, I thank God that I am healed. Oh, yeah. I was telling a certain man who was telling me, I'm very sick. I'm very sick. You don't know I'm very sick. I said, you are not sick. And I said, this confession you make will make you sick. I said, stop making this confession. Because the more you say, I'm very sick, the more you say, I have mental problems, the more you say, I have this thing is like cancer, it will become. I said, no. Sick people, they are poo-poo, it cannot come out the correct way. Their urine cannot come out the correct way. They cannot shower themselves. They cannot wash themselves. So when you count your blessing, you understand? You begin to be thankful. And when you begin to be thankful, you will attract the Holy Spirit and you will attract the anointing. Yeah. I told you some time ago during a season of withdrawal that your prosperity, it is tied to your joy. Joyful people can easily become successful. Unhappy people become poorer and poorer. Oh yes. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 21. I want to bring this message to a close this morning by telling you that giving thanks is the master key to be filled with the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Even that paper you have been looking for a long time, begin to give thanks for it. That job that you don't have yet, but you're believing God for, begin to give thanks for it. That visa that you are looking for and you are not getting it and doors are not opening for. I remember the first time I went to get a visa. First time. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I knelt down in my sitting room. I was going with Pastor Mercy. The whole time I was not binding the interviewer, nothing. I was just telling, Lord, I thank you. I cannot be denied. Lord, I thank you that I will not be put to shame. Lord, I thank you. I prayed for almost 2 hours. Then I showered. Then I told my wife, let's go. Before we left, we said, let's agree. We agree. You see, even if you and your wife or husband were agreeing even in prayer that this is our vision, let's agree. Lord, we thank you that we cannot be poor. Lord, we thank you that you are bringing supply. Lord, we thank you. Do it for 3 months consistently, continuously, and see whether there will not be change. I remember when we got to the embassy, when we got in, you know, there was a huge line, whatever. When we got in, we were just seated there with Pastor Mercy. Surprisingly, everybody was silent. Silent. I mean, I wish people were serious going to heaven like the way they are serious getting this visa. Everybody was quiet, tensed. Pastor Mercy and I, we were just, I don't know. You know, people don't know, but Pastor Mercy is very funny. She has funny jokes. Of course, jokes are supposed to be funny, but she was just creating jokes. Creating jokes. So we were just laughing. We look like people who have had visas before. So we would see somebody has gone there, then she makes fun of the guy. Then we start laughing. And I'm wondering, where were ujapata? Na mnachekelea watu. Hey! By the time we were going there, there was so much peace in my heart. Because I started with thanksgiving, so I attracted the Holy Spirit. I attracted an anointing that brought peace in my heart. I'm about to go there. I was so peaceful. In less than 10 minutes, our visas were granted. Together, we were there. And I don't even think that year even we went. So we wasted that visa after all the tension and the fire. Oh, yeah. I am telling you here today that when you become a thankful person, you attract the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. If you are complaining, you attract demons and evil spirits. So let's read the scripture. And do not be drunk with wine. Walevi. Why don't you quote this scripture? You're always quoting, drink a little wine. Jesus turned water into wine. Even this one is a scripture. It says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. Can you look for a word that can be easy? Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled. I said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 19. Singing. How do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Singing. Tell your neighbor, you have not been singing. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. Is it beautiful? People are asking, why do they sing too many songs? When imashetani zinakusumbua, come out of those. Okay, demons, come out of those people. You come out of those demons, but you demon, you anything. You see, creating an atmosphere is the type of music you are listening to in your car. The music that is playing in your heart. If the music that is playing in your heart is Peru, para, Peru, Peru, para, ata ujui Peru ni nini, na ujui para ni nini, you should rather be having another song in your heart. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Yeah. You should be having a song of praise. Yeah. Even some of the nice songs you like Chaku Tumaini, it's not a good song to sing during the day. It's a burial song. Yeah. A simple song. Give us a simple song. This is our ending of the service for today. Yeah. Where is our joyful song? I hope it's a nice song, because I don't know it. I'm taking risks. The song is called, I Have Joy Overflow.
I've got joy, 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 oh joy, 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 joy overflow. Do you have joy in your life? Say, in my life.
Give us words, words, words.
I've got joy, 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 oh joy, joy overflow.
It's a simple song. One more time.
Yes, one more time.
One more time.
to end at 1 o'clock Sunday.
In my life.
Why don't you give Jesus a better shout of praise? I mean, if you have that attitude the whole week, what will stop the Holy Spirit from residing in your life? But you, the whole week, your attitude is just gloomy, murmuring, complaining. Lift up your hand and put it on your head and say, Father, from today, give me a new spirit, a spirit of thankfulness. Amen. Sit down, I finish. Psalm, singing spiritual songs, making music to the Lord. Yeah, I want to hear cars coming into the compound. Gospel music has cut across. There is reggae music, there is all the genres that you can think about, the genres you can think about. There is hip hop. My son loves hip hop. He's always showing me the latest hip hop song. I can't even hear what is it saying, but because I have good sound, I just put it loud. Where's the Ekapeke Akoban? If you don't want English music, your tribe has also gospel music. Listen to it. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, songs, music. Verse 20, it says what? And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 21, and the last one, it says what? And Father, submit one another out of reverence to Christ. But let me tell you something, the Holy Spirit. Now, a certain popular evangelist who became great popular and everything was being looked for by some certain ladies. And the Holy Spirit say, go to that church and the person you find smiling and happy all the time, that's the person I'm sending you to. The person you find smiling and happy all the time, that's the person I'm. You see, life is so difficult. You know, I'm not telling you to be ignorant of the difficultness of life, but I'm giving you coping mechanism from heaven is a joyful and a heart of gratitude. Life is so difficult. Then you want to come to church. And when we are happy, you want us to become sad. Wongo bana. Watu sio wajinga bana. We will not allow it. We must become people full of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is joy, there is liberty, and there are pleasures forevermore. Ladies and gentlemen, God knew that the world you're coming into is a difficult world, and He has created a way out. And the way out is the attitude of gratitude. And remember Ephesians chapter, was it 4 or 5? Huh? 5. Yeah. Verse 19. Remember verse 19. It says, speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns, in spiritual songs. When you start singing a spiritual song, if you had a heavy heart, it starts loosening. When you start singing, something changes. Me, I'm always singing. In my car, I'm always singing. When I'm playing my golf, I'm always singing. I burst into different songs differently. Yeah, because it's a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Don't die of depression. Don't die of stress. Don't commit suicide. Yeah, somebody's here. You feel so depressed, you want to commit suicide. Don't commit suicide. Change your atmosphere. Change what? Your atmosphere.
Change your atmosphere, healing will come. Change your atmosphere, money will come. Money does not go to complainers and negative people. Oh yes. Lift up your hand and say, money comes to me this week. A lot of money is coming to me this week. Say, I am attractive. Oh, say it again. I'm attractive. I attract divine connections. I attract divine resources. I attract favor because I got joy, 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 joy in my soul. I got joy, 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 joy in my soul. And I'm not going to walk around gloomy. And I'm not going to allow the economy of this country to affect me. I'm not going to allow my family business to affect me. I'm not going to allow my spouse to affect me. I've got joy. Deep in my soul. Yes. As you walk out of this church today, may you walk with the lightness of your heart, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the joy.
Joy, 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 oh joy.
It's joy what? All
joy
over.
Overflow.
Joy overflow. I've got joy overflow. Do I have 100 people who are saying I've got joy overflow?
I've got joy, joy, joy.
Listen, this week, experience the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
This week, experience the provision of the Lord.
Amen.
This week, experience the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
This week, let there be joy in your soul. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Wherever you walk, wherever you stay, become a conduit of joy. Become a gratitude-filled man. Enter your office. Let them say when you're not there. Recently, I was somewhere and I was not talking. I was just quiet. Everybody was concerned. Everybody was going, what's wrong today? I said, no, I'm just quiet. I said, no, 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 no. Something is disturbing you. I said, why? They said, you are not talking. You are not jovial. Because me, I will not allow fuel prices, unga prices to affect me. I got
joy, 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 oh joy, 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 overflow.
Yes, yes.
In my life.
Now wait, wewe ungekuwa umeolewa. But men are afraid of you. Your face. Yeah, you look like you have already broken up with someone. Hey. Your neighbor has not seen your smile since we entered the church. Give your neighbor a high five and say, we are receiving joy.
Receiving joy.
And therefore we are receiving the Holy Spirit. And
therefore
we are receiving the anointing.
Therefore we are receiving the anointing.
Shout yeah. Shout yeah.
Yeah.
We said how many months? We said how many months of gratitude? We are fasting from negativity. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. I'm through. God bless you. Because we don't have another service, that's why I've taken a little bit of time.
God bless you for listening to this message. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to be among the first to receive these life-nourishing teachings every single day. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and and of a sound mind.